Hello, my name is Dean Sherman, and I'm here to teach you about the subject of spiritual warfare.
Hello, Abdi Dean Sherman. Abdi bade ngawulang ngenaan peperangan rohani.
During the last 30 years, I've been traveling in various parts of the world. I'm on every continent every year teaching on this subject.
Kalami 30 tahun, Abdi Mios, kaunggal tempat, mikin ngajar iya.
Every place I go, I feel like there's much more for me to learn than there is for me to teach.
Langkung seueur anu kedah ditaliti, tibatan anu diajarkeun di unggal tempat.
And everything that I teach on this subject has come from watching people live their lives and function in ministry.
Anu diajarkeun teh asalna tina naliti kahirupan sarta pelayanan anu sejen.
There is a tremendous hunger around the world to know about the spirit realm.
Aya kahayang luar biasa di dunia, hayang nyaho dunia roh.
Sometimes in seminars around the world, people just ask questions.
Sakapeung dina seminar sok aya patarosan-patarosan.
Because we need to know how to function so it affects the spirit world positively.
Paya urang terang kumaha gunana nepi ka dunia roh mere pangaruh nu positif.
This is an exciting subject and a very important subject.
Ieu subjek anu penting pisan.
And there's a lot of people getting into imbalance on this subject.
Loba nu teu saimbang dina ngabahasna.
So let's turn to the Word of God and let's think about the foundation of spiritual warfare.
Sok buka dauhan Allah tinggal pondasina ti peperangan rohani teh.
If you have a Bible available, I want you to turn to the book of Ephesians.
Buka kitab Efesus.
We'll be reading from chapter 6, beginning at verse 10.
Awas pasal genep ayat 10.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10.
Efesus genep ayat 10.
Ephesians 6:10 says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power."
Akhirna sing kuat dilebet Gusti dina kawasana.
Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
Pake perlengkapan senjata Allah supaya tahan ngalawan tipu muslihat iblis.
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities and against the powers of this dark world and against spiritual forces in the heavenly realms.
Kurang teu ngalawan getih jeung daging, tapi ngalawan pangawasa dunya poek jeung roh jahat di awang-awang.
Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and having done everything to stand.
Kukituna geura pake sakabeh perlengkapan senjata Allah, supaya bisa ngalawan dina poe anu jahat, jeung sing teguh dina ngarengsekeunana.
This is the foundational passage in the Bible on spiritual warfare.
Ieu dasar dina kitab suci ngeunaan peperangan rohani.
Now when I say spiritual warfare, what do you think of?
Nurutkeun pamikiran saderek naon peperangan rohani teh?
Many people think of casting demons out of people.
Manjarkeun teh ngusir setan tinu kasurupanana.
But notice in this particular passage, it's not talking about that.
Tapi tingali dina ayat-ayat mah lain kitu.
So what I want to do in this session is I want to go through some points from these passages of scripture.
Dina sision ieu bade nuduhkeun ayat.
This will form a foundation for us.
Jadi fondasina keur urang.
The first thing we want to cover is the fact of warfare.
Numimiti rek dibahas fakta peperangan.
Spiritual warfare is a fact of life for everyone.
Peperangan rohani teh kanyataan anu disanghareupan dina hirup urang.
I meet people all of the time who say I'm not interested in this.
Papanggih jeung nu teu katarik ku masalah ieu.
This is not my calling.
Eta lain keur abdi.
My ministry is handing out song sheets.
Abdi mah bagian pujian.
I don't want to think about demons, I just want to think about Jesus.
Moal mikiran setan, rek mikiran pangeran bae.
But notice, in everybody's Bible, it says, be strong, put on armor, because we wrestle.
Tingali dina kitab suci, sing kuat, pakai sanjata, sebab perjuangan urang.
Everybody is included.
Urang sadaya kalebet.
Spiritual warfare is a fact for you.
Perangan rohani pikeun sakabeh jalma.
We may not understand it.
Panginten can ngarti.
We may not feel we're ready for it.
Panginten can siap.
We may not even agree with the preacher.
Malah teu satuju ku nu khotbahna.
But we're still in spiritual warfare.
Tapi tetap aya dina peperangan.
Now this is the most important part of this.
Nu penting.
Knowing and admitting that I'm involved helps me.
Terang jeung ngarasakeun urang ngabantu diri pribadi.
Let me explain.
Urang jelaskeun.
Suppose you were to go on to a sporting field to play a game.
Contohna urang indit ka lapang rek ulin.
You've never seen this game before.
Linaon mah aya can kungsi nyaho.
You don't know the game is going to happen.
Kumaha nu rek dimimitianana.
And I say to you, what I want you to do is take this ball and kick it down to the end of the field.
Aya nu nyarita supaya daek na jongbal nepi ka tungtung lapangan.
And you say, well, that looks easy enough.
Tu eta mah gampang pisan.
So you begin to kick the ball down towards the end of the field.
Bal teh ditajong nepi ka tungtung lapang.
And to your surprise, here comes some other people to oppose you.
Jadi ngegebeg aya anu ngahalangan.
They begin to kick the ball.
Manehna najong ba?
But they also kick you and they run into you.
Tapi oge najong urang terus lompat.
Now that could be very painful.
Atu jadi nyeri.
But you would not only have the physical pain.
Lain sakadar nyeri awak.
The physical pain of being kicked and pushed.
Lantaran ditajong jeung disurungkeun.
You would also have the mental and emotional pain.
Tapi oge mental jeung emosi.
Because you might say, why did he ask me to do this?
Nah, tu makini tah tadi.
You might come over to the side and say, I'm very disillusioned.
Urang terus ka sisi lapang bari keuheul.
I wasn't expecting this.
Moal daek deui.
And this is the way many people come into their pastor or to a counselor.
Dina kayaan kieu loba nu datang ka panatua atawa ka konselor.
They say, Pastor, I don't understand what's happening.
Nyarita, panatua teu kaharti kajadian ieu.
I've been living for God.
Geus ilah hirup ieu keur Gusti.
I've been trying to be a good Christian.
Jeung urang Kristen nu hade.
We've been doing this ministry.
Geus pelayanan.
So what's going on?
Tapi naha?
So knowing that we're in the battle.
Yete peperangan.
That knowing is a major part of our victory.
Pengetahuan penting pikeun kaunggulan.
Sometimes a little child is afraid of the dark.
Budak leutik seun ku poek.
Why is this?
Nah.
Because they cannot see what's there.
Sebab teu mempona naon.
That's the way it is in spiritual warfare.
Itu oge peperangan rohani.
People are afraid because they don't know what is there.
Mataksieun lantaran teu nyaho naon nu karandapan.
So in these sessions we want to turn the lights on in the room.
Sieu urang nyeungeut lentera di ruangan.
And we want to see according to the scripture what is in the spirit world.
Urang terang sami sareng dawuhan Gusti nu aya di alam rohani.
How does the spirit world affect me?
Nah, tiasa mangaruhan abdi.
And how can I affect the spirit world?
Kumaha bisa mangaruhan alam roh?
That's spiritual warfare.
Ieu peperangan rohani teh.
Many Christians have never sat down and calculated this fact.
Loba urang Kristen nu teu terang hal ieu.
So first, let's admit to ourselves, I'm in spiritual warfare.
Mimitina sing percaya urang aya dina peperangan rohani.
It involves everybody.
Pikeun sakabeh manusia.
It is not a special calling.
Lain panyaur khusus.
It is a fact of life for everyone.
Fakta dina kahirupan sakabeh jalma.
And this warfare goes on 24 hours a day.
Salila 24 jam.
Often people will say to me, we're going to have a time of warfare on Thursday night.
Aya nu nyarita rek peperangan rohani teh malam Jumat.
And yes, that's true. We have intense times of warfare.
Bener pisan waktu eta aya peperangan anu bahaya.
But spiritual warfare is 24 hours a day. There's no break in the action.
Tapi nu sabenerna mah peperangan rohani teh teu eureun-eureun.
So in this 10th verse,
ayat 10,
Paul writes to the Ephesians.
Paulus nyuratan ka urang Efesus.
And he says, be strong in the Lord.
Sing kuat di lebet Gusti.
Be strong in his ability.
Sing kuat dina kamampuanana.
Now if you're a Christian, you're in the Lord.
Mun urang teh Kristen, urang teh di lebet Gusti.
That's one of the expressions we use for being a Christian, is that I'm in Christ.
Presinya nyaeta omongan abdi di lebet Kristus.
Jesus Christ is in me, I am in him.
Kristus aya di abdi sarta abdi aya di mantena.
And if you're in Christ, you are strong.
Upama di lebet Kristus urang pasti kuat.
The Bible says let the weak say I am strong.
Kitab suci nyarios nulung se kudu nyarita kuat.
So be strong in the Lord and in his mighty ability.
Sing kuat di lebet Gusti dina kamampuanana.
Not only am I strong, but I can do things in warfare.
Karena sepeda abdi kuat, tapi bisa ngiring dina peperangan.
Knowing that you're in it is a major part of the victory.
Terang kana ieu sami sareng ngiring dina bagian ageng di peperangan.
I was once giving a seminar on this subject.
Fungsi nyieun seminar ieu.
And there was a woman in the back that was sitting listening to this message. I was talking about resisting the devil and pulling down strongholds.
Diceritakeun tina hal ngusir setan sarta ngaruntukeun benteng musuh.
I was talking about fighting and wrestling.
Nyaritakeun pertempuran jeung perjuangan.
And she just lets out this big sigh.
Manehna ngarahuh tari.
She said, I feel tired already.
Cek manehna abdi geus sape ti ayeuna.
She said, some of us are not the fighting type.
Urang teh lain tipe pejuang.
Some of us are shy and retiring.
Aya nu eraan jeung minder.
And she says, I've always heard that God does it all.
Caterasna Gusti teh anu nulungan pikeun ngalakukeunana.
That it's all by grace.
Sakabeh lantaran anugerah.
Do we see what she's confusing?
Nah, katingal manehna bingung.
Maybe you're thinking that.
Penginten ayanu.
Oh, I don't want to talk about warfare.
Abdi mau nyarita peperangan rohani.
I don't want to strive and fight.
Abdi mambung susah jeung perang.
I just want to receive the grace of God.
Abdi mah anugerah Gusti bae.
In this book of Ephesians,
dina kitab Efesus,
Paul has already talked about in chapter 2 that salvation is by grace alone.
Paulus dina pasal 2 tos nyarios kaslametan teh ngan ku iman.
After he has made that point,
tanggesna kitu,
now he's saying, but now be strong in the Lord and fight.
Anjeunan nyaroskeun sing kuat di lebet Gusti jeung jig perang.
So it's very important that we understand that we're saved by grace.
Pentingna urang terang, urang diselamatkeun teh ku anugerah.
We don't wrestle to become Christians.
Urang berjuang lain keur jadi Kristen.
We don't strive and fight to stay saved.
Jadi pikiran pikeun tetep salamat.
That's a wonderful gift of God's grace that he hands to us.
Eta mah anugerah mulia ti Pangeran keur urang.
But the same book that says it's all by grace.
Tapi buku nu sarua nyaritakeun sakabeh lantaran anugerah.
Is now saying in chapter 6, be strong, put on armor because we wrestle.
Dina pasal 6 sing kuat sandang senjata sabab keur perang.
So both things are true.
Duanana oge bener.
If I'm receiving the grace of God,
pami abdi nampi anugerah Pangeran.
If I'm resting in his righteousness and his grace,
pami abdi reureuh dina bebeneran sarta anugerahna,
then I am in a position to fight against the enemy.
Abdi aya di bagian ngalawan musuh.
That's why Paul says in verse 10, finally be strong in the Lord.
Eta nu dicarioskeun ku Paulus dina ayat 10, sing kuat di lebet Gusti.
He's referring to what he said before.
Anjeunna nuduhkeun kana tos dicarioskeun.
You've been to the cross.
Urang tos ditebus dina salib.
Jesus has saved you.
Yesus tos nyelametkeun.
You're a new person.
Urang teh manusia anyar.
It's all by his grace.
Lantaran anugerah.
Then he talks about living responsibly.
Nyarita tanggung jawab.
He says, walk worthy of the Lord.
Maju nu bener di payunan Gusti.
And then he says,
omongna.
Now you're ready to fight.
Maneh tandang keur perang.
So spiritual warfare has to be in the context of knowing who we are in Christ and living responsibly.
Peperangan rohani kudu aya dina konteks tandang di lebet Gusti sarta hirup tanggung jawab.
But it's not an option.
Tapi eta lain pilihan.
The devil knows you.
Iblis nyaun.
He has a plan for your life.
Nena ngabogaan rencana keur urang.
And we need to understand
urang
this.
Perlu ngarti hal eta.
That's not to frighten us.
Lain keur nyingseuneun.
It's just to remind us that we're all involved.
Tapi sakadar ngelingan.
Now the second thing I'd like to point out from this passage of scripture.
Nu kadua nu rek dibahas tina ayat ieu.
Is that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood.
Urang teu bajuang ngalawan getih jeung daging.
This has been a 2,000 year old mistake that we have made as a Christian church.
Kesalahan ieu teh salila 2,000 taun ku gareja.
We don't know a lot about fighting the enemy, but we do know a lot about fighting each other.
Urang teu nyaho loba cara merangan musuh, tapi kumaha perang teh carana.
And I meet people all of the time who say, oh, like the woman that in my seminar.
Abdi Rahman papanggih jeung awewe dina seminar.
I'm very shy and quiet. I'm not the fighting type.
Eraan jeung cicingeun sanes tipe pejuang.
Maybe you feel like you're not the fighting type.
Urang ngarasa lain tipe pejuang.
So I want to ask you a question.
Abdi hoyong naroskeun.
How many people in this audience have never been in a fight or an argument with a human being?
Berapa orang di ruangan ieu anu kungsi perang jeung sajen?
If that's true, raise your hand.
Mun aya pek ngacung.
I don't think we can see very many hands.
Abdi yakin moal loba nu ngacung.
Why?
Nah.
Because we all know how to fight.
Lantaran urang terang kumaha carana perang.
We go to sporting contests.
Urang asup kana konteks olahraga.
Sometimes we read stories and tell stories.
Urang maca wartos atawa nu nyarios.
Sometimes we are have available movies and television and this sort of thing.
Sakapeung urang nyaritakeun film TV jeung sajena.
What are the major themes of all of these things?
Naon tema nu utama tina hal ieu?
We pay money for these things.
Urang ngaluarkeun duit keur ieu.
We spend time on these things.
Urang meakeun waktu keur ieu.
We often get very emotionally involved in these things.
Sakapeung urang asup emosi keur ieu.
What does this say about us?
Pinaon pasana?
Everybody knows how to fight.
Sakabeh terang kumaha perang.
So if you're writing some notes down.
Mun urang nyatetkeun.
Let me make a statement you should write down.
Kekanyian pernyataan nu ditulis.
Because you are a fighter.
Sebab urang pejuang.
If you don't fight the devil, you will end up fighting people.
Urang teu ngalawan setan pasti ngalawan sasama.
Because you are a fighter.
Urang teu pejuang.
If you don't fight the devil.
Urang teu ngalawan setan.
If you don't do spiritual warfare.
Urang teu peperangan rohani.
You will end up fighting your mother-in-law.
Tungtungna merangan mitoha.
You'll end up fighting the other church.
Tungtungna merangan gereja.
And we have a 2,000-year-old history about this.
Urang boga sajarah 2,000 taun ngeunaan ieu.
This is a major trick of the enemy.
Ieu teh tipu muslihat musuh.
Because while we don't know how to resist the enemy,
upama urang teu terang kumaha ngalawanna,
we're very good at fighting each other.
Urang geus pinter ngalawan sasama.
And this should not be happening.
Ayeuna ulah dijalankeun.
Some people who have never resisted the devil one time.
Jalma nu teu pernah ngalawan setan.
Are very good at telling other people off.
Alus pisan dina ngalawan manusia.
They're very good at judgment and criticism.
Anehna kacida hadena dina nuding jeung ritik.
They're good at not talking to people.
Manina katidahadena ngabaeu dan kanu sejen.
And as I travel around the world, this is a major problem in the Church of Jesus Christ.
Kalilang uriling di dunia ieu geus jadi masalah dina badan Kristus.
And it's a very serious thing when we think about spiritual warfare.
Ieu serius pisan dina pikiran ngeunaan peperangan rohani.
Our history is filled with even burning each other at the stake.
Sejarah sina seueur nu ngaguligakeun sasama ku kapanasan.
That's how far this can go.
Ngan sakieu nu kaalaman.
We've actually killed each other in the name of Jesus.
Urang mati dilebet nami Yesus.
That's part of our history.
Ieu bagian ti sejarah urang.
Today we don't do that.
Ayeuna mah teu kitu.
Because it's not socially acceptable.
Lantaran secara sosial teu diterima.
We just write books against each other today.
Tapi nulis buku ngalawan nu sejen.
This is not a Christian activity.
Nu kieu lain kagiatan Kristen.
The Bible says we are to speak with words of grace.
Kitab suci nyarita urang ngomong ku pinuh ku anugrah.
We are to build one another up.
Urang perlu ngabangun jeung nu sejen.
We don't have to compromise the scripture to love one another.
Perlu kompromi ayat kermi asih sesama.
The same Bible that says, do not compromise truth.
Kitab suci nya harus ulah kompromikeun bebeneran.
The same Bible that says, do not compromise holiness.
Kitab suci nu sarua ulah ngompromikeun kasucian.
This same Bible says, love one another.
Oge sing asih ka sesama.
Now I want to make another statement to you to write down.
Ayeuna abdi ngadamel pernyataan pikeun dicatet.
If we are fighting people,
mun urang pasea jeung sejen,
we are having a negative effect in the spirit realm.
Efekna negatif ka dunya roh.
If we are fighting people,
lamun pasea,
we are having a negative effect in the spirit realm.
Mere efek negatif ka alam roh.
As someone who travels a lot,
anu sok iinditan,
one of the things I'm called upon to do
perkara nu kedah dilampahkeun
is to many times mediate between warring factions in a church or a group.
Pikeun jadi mediator di antara anu parasea di gereja.
Because I'm the new person in town and I'm going to be leaving town.
Kumarga abdi anu anyar di kota ieu abdi mah bade meos bae.
And I love to participate in these kinds of discussions.
Abdi resep berpartisipasi dina kursi seperti ieu.
I remember going to one ministry.
Abdi ingat waktu mios ka pelayanan.
It's a very powerful ministry all over the world.
Pelayanan luar biasa di sakuleuh dunya.
I was at their headquarters.
Abdi di markas besar.
And speaking at a conference there.
Abdi janten pembicara seminar.
And after the evening meetings I would go over to people's house to eat something.
Teparantos mendak sore abdi mios ka bumi salah saurang badenada.
And the first night some people said, "You know what's happening at this ministry?"
Pentingna kahiji saderek urang anu kajantenna dina pelayanan.
And they began to tell me all kinds of conditions there.
Manehna mimiti nyarita anu kaalaman.
The second night I was at another group.
Peutingnu kadua tempatna beda.
And they said, "Yes, but what these people didn't tell you is there's some of the other things that you don't know."
Nyaritakeun loba anu dicaritakeun anu abdi teu terang.
And then the third night I was with the first group again.
Peutingna nu katilu balik deui kana grup nu mimiti.
At the end of the week,
dina akhir minggu,
we got everybody together.
Kabeh jalma kumpul.
They said, "You've heard us, what do you think?"
Maranehna nanya tos ngadangu abdi anu dipalikiran.
And very honestly, I said, "I think you're right, and I think you're right."
Jujur wae, cek abdi pikiran maneh balener.
I agree with your opinions, and I also agree with your opinions.
Satuju jeung pikiran maraneh.
I understand your concerns.
Abdi ngarti dina ngabandunganana.
I just want to ask you one question.
Tek nanya sakali deui.
What is happening in the spirit realm while you're being right?
Naonu kajadian di alam roh di waktu ngerasa benar.
There was great silence in that room.
Yep, jerempe.
Because they didn't have an answer.
Kudu kumaha jawabna?
We have got to change this.
Ieu nu kudu dirobah.
If we ask the non-Christians.
Lamun urang nanya ka non-Kristen.
You ask the non-Christians in your city.
Di kota sadere.
Or in the other villages?
Atau di desa saderek.
What do you know about Christians?
Naon sakanyaon saderek urang Kristen teh?
And one thing they will tell you.
Pasti aya nu diceritakeun.
We know Christians don't get along with each other.
Abdi terang urang Kristen teh teu rukun.
This is a spiritual warfare issue.
Ieu nu disebut peperangan rohani.
Because verse 12 in this chapter said, we do not fight flesh and blood.
Ayat 12 nyaritakeun urang teu ngalawan getih jeung daging.
What does this mean?
Naon artina?
People are never the enemy.
Manusia mah lain musuh.
The other denomination is not the enemy.
Denominasi oge lain musuh.
The other race is not the enemy.
Ras oge lain musuh.
The other people group and tribe is not the enemy.
Jalar bangsa oge lain musuh.
Even the people who are wrong are not the enemy.
Nu salah oge lain musuh.
Even the people who are in error are not the enemy.
Nu teu bener oge lain musuh.
Jesus was a friend of sinners.
Yesus sobat kanu boga dosa.
This didn't mean that he sanctioned their sin.
Tapi lain ngidinan boga dosa.
But he formed relationships with them.
Tapi ngabangun kakulawargaan.
God loved the world enough to send his son.
Gusti miasih ka dunya teh rela ngutus putrana.
He didn't love our sin.
Mantenna teu miasih kana dosa.
We were wrong.
Urang salah.
We were rebellious.
Urang ngalawan.
But God still took initiative towards us.
Tapi Gusti tetap milarian jalan ke urang.
And if we're fighting each other,
lamun urang bapasean,
we are not having a good effect in the heavenlies.
Ngahasilkeun hade di nu alam roh.
If you agree together,
mun satuju,
if you will function in honoring one another,
urang teu bisa silih ajenan.
If you will stand together in unity,
mun urang babarengan,
you will have a major effect against the powers of darkness.
Bakal gede hasilna pikeun kerajaan poe.
Even before you pray,
memeh urang ngadoa.
Even before you worship,
samemeh urang nyembah.
Even before you have meetings in a church,
samemeh aya masamuan di gereja.
Just unity affects the powers of darkness.
Sabengkeutan aya pangaruhna ka kerajaan poe.
So Paul is clear here.
Jadi naon ucap Paulus?
We do not fight flesh and blood.
Urang teu ngalawan getih jeung daging.
People are never the enemy.
Manusia mah, manusia lain musuh.
Do you want revival to take another step forward today?
Nah, urang hayang maju dina rohani.
I know you do.
Pasti sadere koyong.
So say this to yourself.
Sok nyarios ka pribadi.
I will never fight people again.
Abdi moal ngayakeun pasangkadan.
I will fight error.
Rek ngalawan kasalahan.
I will fight social issues.
Ngalawan isu sosial.
But I will find a way to honor and love people.
Abdi baris mendakan cara ngajenan mikasih kenusanes.
I believe there's a second thing meant by we do not fight flesh and blood.
Aya dua pernyataan urang teu ngalawan getih jeung daging.
This is language in a particular culture.
Ieu teh basa dina kabudayaan.
And the Bible uses lots of these pictures.
Kitab suci loba make hal ieu.
What is meant here is that the battle is not natural, but it is supernatural.
Naon artina peperangan lain cara jasmani tapi supernatural.
It's not a battle of intellect.
Lain peperangan intelektual.
It's not a battle of emotion.
Lain peperangan emosi.
It's not the physical battle that the people had in the Old Testament times.
Lain peperangan fisik seperti dina perjanjian lawas.
We need to understand this battle is in the spirit realm.
Rungarti peperangan di alam rohani.
And I'm amazed as I travel around the world how few people really understand what the spirit realm is doing.
Sok ngagebeg waktu ngurilingan dunya ngan saeutik jalma nu terang kana alam roh.
Even in cultures where there's lots of witchcraft.
Dina kabudayana seueur keneh dukun.
We know that all of those activities are happening.
Kurang terang aktivitas roh.
We know that there are evil spirits all around.
Kurang terang siur setan di dunia.
But many times the Christians don't function with that in mind.
Jadi orang Kristen nutu sadar.
Because we have often been taught Christianity from people from cultures where witchcraft is not so big.
Aya kekristenan tina budayana dukun teu jadi masalah.
The Ephesians lived in a occult society.
Urang Efesus kahirupanna dina budaya nu pinuh ku kawasa poe.
Their whole culture was filled with spirit activity.
Budayana dipinuhan ku aktivitas roh.
And so Paul tells them, this is not a natural battle, it is a spirit battle.
Paulus merenyahu ieu teh lain kagiatan biasa tapi roh.
The name of our subject should be spirit warfare.
Kuduna mah peperangan roh.
Because everything we do affects the spirit world.
Kumaha bae ku urang dilampahkeun mangaruhan alam roh.
Here are two questions you could ask yourself every day.
Aya dua pertanyaan nu kudu ditanyakeun ka diri pribadi.
How am I affecting the spirit world?
Kumaha bisaeunana mangaruhan alam roh?
And how is the spirit world affecting me?
Jeung kumaha mangaruhanana alam roh?
I don't think this will make us demon conscious.
Asa teu mangaruhan musatkeun ka setan.
Because this is reality.
Sabab ieu realita.
There is a spirit world.
Aya alam roh.
What we do, say, think affects that.
Naon nu diucapkeun lampahkeun eta mangaruhan.
And the spirit world seeks to affect me.
Alam roh ge neangan cara mangaruhan urang.
So I need to ask myself these questions.
Perlu tanya diri sorangan.
Every day.
Unggal poe.
Am I being affected by the spirit world?
Nah dipengaruhan alam roh.
Why am I feeling this way?
Nah mikir kieu.
Why is this trouble happening between my wife or husband?
Nah ieu kajadian antara abdi jeung pasangan abdi.
What's going on here?
Naon kajadian di dieu?
Being aware of the spirit world.
Sadar ka alam roh.
That's why the Bible says here it's not a flesh and blood battle.
Eta sababna kitab suci nyarita lain getih jeung daging.
Means we don't fight people.
Artina teu ngalawan jalma.
And secondly, it means this is a supernatural battle.
Kanana artina peperangan spiritual.
There's a third thing I want to point out from this passage of scripture.
Nu katilu diajar dina dawuhanna.
In verse 11 it says, put on the full armor of God.
Dina ayat 11 pake sing lengkep senjata Allah.
Why?
Nah.
So we can take our stand against the devil's schemes.
Supaya bisa ngelawan tipu muslihat iblis.
This is a very practical picture of spiritual warfare.
Ieu ayat anu praktis dina peperangan rohani.
Many people are afraid of this subject.
Loba nu sieun ku ayat ieu.
Because it's in the unseen realm.
Lantaran alamna teu ngawujud.
They're afraid they're going to become a very mystical person.
Kasieunanna jadi jalma anu.
But spiritual warfare is very practical.
Tapi peperangan rohani praktis.
And this verse explains to us why it is.
Ayat ieu ngajelaskeun alesanana.
It shows us the nature of what we're fighting against.
Nuhukeun sipat nu ku urang keur dihareupan.
It says we're fighting against plans or strategies of the enemy.
Urang ngahareupan rencana jeung strategi musuh.
Now, if there are plans, this means there is an intelligence behind those plans.
Aya rencana artina aya pamikiran.
If there is an intelligence, there has to be a personality.
Aya pamikiran artina aya pribadina.
Now, why is this important?
Nah, penting.
Because in many cultures,
sebab global kebudayaan,
there's a different concept of good and evil in the world.
Aya nu beda konsep hade jeung goreng.
Some religions and some cultures,
agama jeung budaya,
they have this kind of an idea of good and evil.
Aranena boga ide hade jeung jahat.
That all good and all evil is impersonal energy systems.
Sakabehna jahat jeung hade ngan energi.
We often think of the positive energies and the negative energies.
Aya energi positif jeung negatif.
The bad karma and the good karma.
Karena hade jeung goreng.
We think of impersonal forces affecting us.
Pikiran kita teh mengaruhan urang.
But that is not the Christian view.
Eta mah lain pandangan Kristen.
Many Christians are affected by that view.
Orang Kristen kapangaruhan kunu kitu.
So what is the biblical view?
Kumaha ceuk kitab suci?
It is very simple.
Sederhana pisan.
The biblical view says,
di kitab suci mah,
all good and all evil come from personalities.
Ade goreng asal ti sorangan.
That's very simple.
Sederhana pisan.
All good in the universe.
Kabenu hade di jagat ieu.
All evil in the universe.
Kabenu jahat di jagat ieu.
Comes from personalities.
Datangna ti sorangan. Jenengan pangeran.
All good in the universe comes from a personality called God.
Kabenu hade di jagat ieu datangna ti sorangan.
There is one God.
Hiji pangeran.
He is everywhere present.
Aya di mana bae.
He is uncreated.
Jadi ciptakeun.
He is all powerful.
Maha kawasa.
He knows everything.
Segala terang.
But he's a personality.
Antena teh hiji pribadi.
He thinks.
Antena ngemut.
He feels.
Antena ngaraos.
He listens.
Antena ngadangu.
He speaks.
Antena ngandika.
He experiences joy.
Mantena tiasa senang.
He experiences grief and sadness.
Tenang raos sedih sareng teu damai.
God is not an impersonal force.
Pangeran sanes sakadar energi.
God is not the positive energies in the universe.
Gusti sanes sakadar energi positif semesta.
God is a being.
Pangeran teh makhluk.
He has substance.
Kagungan masa.
He's not a being like we are.
Beda jeung urang.
But we are made in his image.
Urang diciptakeun nyeples gambarna.
That's where we get our personalities.
Eta kapribadian urang teh.
So God is the one who is the source of all good.
Pangeran sumber sagala nu hade.
God is the one who is the source of all truth.
Pangeran sumber sagala bebeneran.
We have a big problem around the world.
Urang boga masalah di dunya.
Where many people say, well, it's true for me, but it's not true for you.
Bebeneran teh buah keur abdi keur di dinya mah beda.
Well, I believe this and you believe that.
Abdi percaya nu ieu di dinya mah kitu.
And we must not judge each other.
Urang ulah silih tuding.
But that is not the biblical Christian view.
Kitu sanes pandangan Kristen.
It's not your truth or my truth.
Sanes bebeneran saderek atawa abdi.
It's the truth of God.
Abdi bebeneran Gusti.
He is the one who is truth.
Mantena nu bener.
What he says is the truth.
Pangandikana nu bener.
What he has spoken to us in his word is the truth.
Tuhanna teh ngomongna bebeneran.
That's why we refer to God as a rock.
Sasabna pangeran teh batu karang.
It's because he does not move.
Mantena moal galideur.
He does not change.
Mantena marobi.
What is true yesterday will be true tomorrow.
Kamari isukan tetap bener.
That's why I can trust this God.
Eta sabda urang percaya.
His personality and character will be the same every day.
Pribadian urang sareng sifatna sami.
So all good and all truth comes from a personality called God.
Kabeh nu hade jeung nu bener asalna ti pribadi jenenganna pangeran.
Now all evil in the universe also comes from personalities.
Kajahatan oge asalna ti pribadi.
Comes from human personalities and demonic personalities that influence the humans.
Asana ti pribadi manusia jeung pribadi setan.
Why do we talk like this?
Nah, seperti kieu.
Because many of us as Christians.
Sabab loba urang Kristen.
Know what I've been talking about.
Ngarti naon disawalakeun ku urang.
But we also think maybe there's something else out there.
Cek pikiran aya keneh nu sejen.
So we can relax. We turn the light on in the room.
Damar di ruangan.
And we see this is what's in the spirit realm.
Rang ningal ieu aya nu aya di alam roh.
God.
Pangeran.
Who's a spirit being.
Makhluk roh.
But he is a personality.
eta hiji pribadi.
There are angels that he has created that serve him.
Aya malaikat kang ngaladenanana.
And serve us.
Ngaladenan urang geuy.
And there's fallen angels and demons.
Aya malaikat nu tigebrus jeung setan.
All of these beings have personality.
Kabeh makhluk ngabogaan pribadi.
So this allows us to understand the battle.
Ayeuna urang ngarti hal peperangan.
Now, if demons are personalities,
upami setan ngabogaan pribadi,
this means three things to me.
Aya tilu hal.
Number one.
Nomor hiji.
They talk.
Bisa nyarita.
That's what personalities do.
Dilakukeun ku pribadi.
So spiritual warfare is recognizing when the enemy is talking to you.
Peperangan rohani kenal ka suara musuh.
People want to argue with me about whether or not God talks.
Jalma bisa alesan naha Gusti ngandika atau henteu.
Of course God talks.
Tangtu pangeran ngadawuh.
Why?
Nah.
Because he's alive.
Lantaran hirup.
Because he's in relationship with us through Jesus Christ.
Aya hubungan jeung urang ngalangkungan Yesus.
And Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice and follow me."
Jadi Yesus domba-domba kami nuturkeun sarta apal kana suara kami.
But demonic powers are also personalities.
Kawasa poek oge ngabogaan pribadi.
So they talk.
Pasok ngomong oge.
They make accusations.
Panudingan.
They make suggestions, which we call temptation.
Insaranu disebut gogoda.
We can understand them because we also are personalities.
Arti ieu sabab urang oge pribadi.
Secondly, if demons are personalities, they listen.
Nu kadua, setan oge pribadi sok ngadenge.
They listen to what you say.
Diceritakeun ku urang.
They watch your reactions.
Nempokeun reaksi urang.
This is how they make plans.
Ieu cara nyieun rencana.
They see what works.
Neangan tepat.
They listen to what you say.
Ngadengkeun omongan urang.
And they devise a plan for every situation.
Rencanana disayagikeun keur unggal kaayaan.
This helps me because now I know how to battle.
Ieu ngabantu kumaha cara bertempur.
I know the enemy is listening.
Abdi terang musuh ngadengekeun.
I know that he is talking.
Manehna ngomong.
So I know who I'm fighting.
Abdi ngarti keur bertempur.
Now number three.
Nomor tilu.
If demons are personalities.
Mun setan boga pribadi.
This means that they think and reason.
Artina manehna mikir jeung motivasi.
They're not just a force in the sky.
Ringan saukur kawasa di langit.
They're not just the negative pressures in the universe.
Atawanna negatif di jagat.
They are thinking beings.
Manehna makhluk nu mikir.
That's why verse 11 says we have strategies against us.
Eta alasan ayat 11 maranehna boga strategi ngalawan.
So what is the nature of this warfare?
Naon dasarna peperangan?
It's a warfare against thinking, talking personalities.
Yang ngalawan pribadi anu mikir sarta ngomong.
This is why I believe it's good to address the enemy.
Numata kurunya ho ka musuh.
The Bible says in the book of James,
Kitab Yakobus,
chapter 4 verse 7,
Pasal 4 ayat 7.
James chapter 4 verse 7,
Yakobus 4 ayat 7.
Resist the devil.
Lawan iblis teh.
And he will flee from you.
Pasti lumpat.
Now if I'm going to resist the devil.
Mun rek ngalawan iblis.
And I understand he's a personality.
Eta teh pribadi.
It's very simple.
Sederhana pisan.
I say devil, I resist you.
Iblis, kami nolak mana?
Because I know I'm fighting against personalities.
Margi abdi terang, abdi ngalawan pribadi.
This will keep me reminded of, is the enemy suggesting things to me?
Ngelingan, nah musuh keur mere saran.
So we take the armor of God.
Pake senjata Allah.
So that we can stand against plans and strategies.
Supaya urang kuat ngalawana.
Every area of the occult and witchcraft in the world.
Unggal kawasa poek jeung sihir.
Proves that there are that there are strategies.
Ngabuktikeun ayana strategi.
How do we know this?
Kumaha hona?
If I read a horoscope or look at read the stars?
Mun maca bentang.
If I go to someone in my culture to find out when to plant the crops or when to buy the house.
Nanyakeun poe kenanyakeun kana pinter poe anu hade keur pepelakan ajeung meuli saimah.
I go to find out the plan for my life.
Abdi keur neangan rancangan keur kahirupan.
And every culture has this.
Kumaha kabudayaan aya nu kitu.
Some place we can go in the occult realm to find out some information.
Urang bisa indit ka hiji tempat neangan beja ti kawasa poe.
What does this prove to us?
Membuktikeun naon?
It proves verse 11.
Membuktikeun ayat 11.
That there are strategies and plans against us.
Aya strategi sarta rancangan nu ngalawan.
So, as we come to the end of this session, I want to sum up spiritual warfare in one sentence.
Kami menutup sesi ieu, urang simpulkeun peperangan rohani dina sakalimat.
This sums up every book and every sermon you've ever heard on spiritual warfare.
Dina buku batina khotbah peperangan rohani anu kungsinya.
Spiritual warfare is learning to recognize the strategies of the enemy.
Peperangan rohani teh mikanya strategi musuh.
It's refusing to cooperate with those strategies.
Karta nolak gawe bareng jeung strategi nu tadi.
And then it is resisting those strategies in the name of Jesus.
Tolak dilebet nami Yesus.
Let's go through that again.
Kurang balik deui.
This is all spiritual warfare is.
Jadi peperangan rohani teh.
Recognizing the strategies of the enemy.
Nyaho strategi musuh.
Refusing to cooperate with those strategies.
Nolak gawe bareng jeung strategi tadi.
And then resisting aggressively those strategies in Jesus' name.
Tolak santer di lebet nama Yesus.
And as we go through our other sessions, we will tell you how to do that specifically.
Dina sesi saterasna urang diajar kumaha ngalakukeunana.
First of all, we need to know how to recognize these strategies.
Mimitina kudu nyaho strategina.
Because if I don't recognize the strategies,
munte.
If I don't believe that it's there,
percaya aya strategi musuh.
If I don't understand what the devil's trying to do,
dengarti naon nu rek dilakukeun setan.
Then I will cooperate with them without knowing.
Bisa bae urang teu sadar urang gawe bareng jeung manehna.
And this happens many times.
Remen kajadian.
I'm many times counseling people.
Remen ngonseling jalma.
And they're saying, what is going wrong?
Omongna memangna salah naon?
We've had this problem for 15 years.
Masalah ieu geus 15 taun.
And I will say, don't you see, this is the strategy of the enemy.
Jeung abdi naha teu sadar ieu teh strategi musuh.
How do you recognize these strategies? You recognize them by asking what you would do if you were the devil.
Nyaona ku cara nanya naon nu bade dilakukeun upami abdi setan.
Ask yourself this question.
Tanyakeun.
If I was the devil, what would I do to me?
Abdi setan naon anu dilakukeun ka abdi?
You recognize strategies by looking at the character of the enemy.
Urang nyaho ku cara nyaho karakter musuh.
What kind of a devil is this?
Setan saperti naon?
What is his character?
Kumaha sifatna?
He's an accuser.
Manehna tukang nuding.
He's a destroyer.
Nungancurkeun.
He comes to kill.
Tukang maehan.
So when I see things like this, this makes me understand these are the strategies of the enemy.
Mun urang nempo ieu, urang ngarti strategi musuh.
Now, I have a thought of suicide. It doesn't come from God.
Mun aya pikiran hayang maehan sorangan, eta sanes ti pangeran.
It comes from the enemy.
Eta ti musuh.
If I have a thought that activity is going to destroy the church or destroy the marriage,
mun aya pikiran hayang ngancurkeun gareja,
that's not God.
Eta lain kain ti pangeran.
It's the one who comes to destroy.
Eta mah ti setan.
So this is how we recognize strategies.
Ah, ayeuna urang nyaho.
Look at the conditions.
Tempo kerjasama.
Has something been happening for many years in the church or in the family?
Aya kasus anu geus taunan di gereja.
And as we ask God,
naros ka Gusti,
He can show us the plans and the strategies.
Mantenna tiasa nudukeun rencana jeung strategi.
Then we know where to shoot in spiritual warfare.
Mun urang nyaho tujuan peperangan rohani.
If we think spiritual warfare is just out there in a great big haze,
pikiran peperangan rohani jauh ti urang jeung teu jelas.
We don't know where to point.
Terang tujuanana.
So verse 11 helps us.
Ayat 11 nulungan.
We're fighting against strategies.
Urang ngalawan strategi.
Let's pray together.
Nang urang doa.
Father, show us the strategies against us.
Bapa, tudukeun strategi anu ngalawan.
When Jesus died on the cross, He defeated every demonic power.
Tos Yesus disalib, tos ngelekeun unggal kawasa poe.
And we are in Christ.
Urang dilebet Kristus.
Therefore, we are strong.
Urang kuat.
Help us to see the strategies.
Tulung. Abdi tiasa ningal strategi.
So that in Jesus' name we can fight against them.
Supaya di lebet nami Yesus, urang bisa ngelawan.
We can refuse to cooperate with Him.
Urang nolak gawe bareng.
We don't have to be afraid.
Teu perlu sieun.
We just have to be aware.
Dan perlu waspada.
Remind each person that they are in warfare.
Ingat urang teh aya dina peperangan.
And give us grace to not fight flesh and blood.
Kasihan anugerah supaya abdi teu ngalawan getih jeung daging.
Thank you, Lord, for showing us this involves all of us.
Atur nuhun Gusti atos nudukeun hal ieu abdi ngiring.
But thank you, Lord, that we're ready because we're in you.
Atur nuhun abdi sayagi margi abdi sareng Gusti.
We give you thanks in Jesus' name.
Syukur di lebet nama Yesus.
Amen.
Amin.